This week on Clown College.
We went out to Rainesville. And it was like next to a house in the middle of a field. And the whole experience was pretty bad. but we get there and one of the guys is like, he does like fighting or whatever. And he's got his like, his little kids are all running around. The 3-year-old runs up with a knife in her hand. She's like running around with a knife in her hand. And he's like, oh, no. And he like grabs her. Turns the mic down, turns the knife around in her hand and was like, run that into mommy.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah, like for a second I thought he was going to be a father. Have you ever seen an absent father in the room with their kid? That's kind of what was happening. And then we were all sitting around chilling and he was like, hey, so do you guys want to buy some crack?
Whoa.
Shut the fuck up.
And it got about that quiet. It was like me and a few other comedians. And he was like, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't do it. And I'm just like, yeah, I can tell by your face.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge. In many ways, the elevator make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Weathersom, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Weathersom, and JJ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're both recording.
Sure.
Yep.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You see the numbers?
Oh, yeah. See the 1, the 0, the 6.
I had to move all the Pokemon cards out of the way, man.
Oh, shit, yeah. Did you still got that one that he opened?
Oh, yeah, man. Still on my table.
Norman,
untouched.
Shout out Norman, dude.
Norman, who's that?
Or Parasol Lady, that was the card.
Oh, okay.
Hell, yeah. Shout out to Parasol.
Not a person.
Yeah. So what's been going on, Brandon?
Man, a lot.
I heard you tried to kill somebody at work.
Oh, man. See, that was an accident.
It always is.
It was an accident. I feel like we both messed up in a way, if you think about it, man. So what happened was, is like the customer was giving me the cash,
mm-hmm.
like they're supposed to. So I take the cash. And when you get the cash, everybody knows you click tender and then you press a button to get the cash, right?
Everybody knows that.
And my bagger, so as I was pressing the button, she came at the same time as I was pressing the button. I don't know how this happened because she was over there at the moment. And as soon as I pressed it, boom, they both collide. And, yeah, it hit her in the head.
So the change drawer hit your coworker
yes.
in the head.
Yes.
I would.
It had been bad.
I would guess she walked over there to help you.
I think she's throwing something away because I have a little trash can.
Did she bend down?
Yes.
And then where did the drawer hit her?
Right here.
In the head.
Yeah,
in
thankfully,
the forehead.
Thankfully, she was all right. And everybody was fucking me the whole time. They were like, you know, she had staples. And I was like, really? You have staples in your head? And they're like, nah, we just.
That's that tism, dude.
Yeah, like, we
He's like
man,
yeah, they were joking. She's bleeding out on the floor. And Brandon's like, oh, that's a good one.
Get up now.
All right. Yeah. Get that drawer up in you, dude.
I'm sorry.
That happened today?
The other day.
Really?
The other day. Thankfully, everything's good now.
Brandon, I'm fucking stealing people's money and fucking people up.
That change drawer is heavy from all the money he stole from customers.
Dude, it came out so fast. The whole store froze. Everybody like, even the person in front of me was like, oh my gosh, the other cash register person. I was like, you good? Like, I was sounding like
cashier.
Dante the whole time. I was like, you good? Are you good?
You good?
Dude, you know what, Brandon? He actually lasted longer than I did at cashiering, dude. I got fired from Target.
Oh, yeah, man. They gave me a raise from that cashiering. Like,
hell yeah,
good.
Dude.
Yep. They gave you a raise for the cash?
Oh, yeah. They were like, you know what? Fuck it, man. You out here doing outstanding work. You out here bagging and, what's that, scanning at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it.
And you're double
perfect.
Trouble.
Hell yeah. Like, it's so good.
Dual threat.
I'll be doing it, and then, like, when I have a bag, they'll be like, you know what, Brandon don't need that. When I actually do, but they just want to, okay, that's cool. I'm good.
One-man army at the cashier.
A one-man army.
I would
dude.
Like a two-man army, but whatever.
How do you feel about self-checkouts, man?
Well, sadly, we don't have them If we did, I mean, shit.
Oh, yeah, y'all don't. There. Publix don't have self.
No, no, we
some
do.
Some of them
but,
do. They? But that one doesn't.
Yeah. It's, too, it's really
too
small.
Small. Very small. Too small to have a self-checkout in that one. That one's weird, bro. It always it makes me feel like I'm going into some kind of, like, museum.
Oh, yeah. It's nice in there.
I don't like it.
Where's that, Elvin Harvest?
Twickenham.
Twickenham.
Yep. Twickenham. The
fuck is Twickenham?
It's right next
downtown,
to the hospital.
Medical
oh,
district.
Oh, downtown. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay, I know.
With Taco Mama, Mayways, yeah. Steamboat. What is that? Steam, the Cajun. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. The Steamer?
The Steamer. Cajun yeah. Steamer. Cajun oh, fuck steamer. Yeah. And Cookie
Cleveland
Fix.
Steamer.
No. Cajun.
What?
Cajun. No Cleveland, man. I wish. Cleveland, they got some good
you
food.
You like Cleveland
Well, you know Cleveland's in Louisiana.
No, man, no.
Oh, I try. I'm sorry, man. You, my bad. I didn't know you knew your geography.
Yeah, Cavaliers,
like
man. Come
but
on.
You would like a Cleveland steamer, wouldn't you?
A Cleveland what?
Cleveland steamer.
Oh, hell yeah. I thought you said semen.
Yeah. He'd like it.
Yeah, it's way better than semen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'd take the semen or the steamer, dude.
Actually, that is tough. Take? Because, dude, listen, Cajun steamer. I mean, I'm not trying to.
Cleveland steamer.
Okay. Well, yeah. Cleveland, I never had Cleveland steamer.
You never.
I mean, Cleveland steamer.
You've taken a few Clevelands. That's
yeah.
Sure.
Oh, what does this mean?
I'm Cleveland steamer. Look it up.
On Urban Dictionary. I used to do a series on my Instagram, Urban Dictionary Vocabulary, dude. There's some interesting words out there.
Yeah, I would like to see some of those.
Oh, man. They teach you some stuff. Let's see. Urban Dictionary, Cleveland Steamer.
Let's read this out.
I got you. The Cleveland Steamer is far more specific than the listings I have seen here. A sexual act by nature, fetish. The Cleveland Steamer is when one person craps on another person's chest and very importantly then sits down and rocks back and forth. Like a steamroller.
Yeah.
Example, Billy had just gotten out of the shower, so me and John gave men a Cleveland steamer. Damn.
So you ever had one of those?
Oh, no, I'm good.
You wouldn't do that.
Hell no. Nah,
that was back in 04. You could do it back then.
Yeah, oh,
man.
That was perfectly
I think
fine.
Blippi did that, man. Y'all know about Blippi, right?
What? The children's icon?
Dude,
oh, he did get in trouble.
Yes, for real?
He did get in trouble.
Finally, he got in trouble.
It's on camera.
Yeah. Of course.
It's on camera.
I watched
it's on,
it.
Let's look
hold
that
on.
Up.
Well, hold on. What did you watch?
So, dude, there's literally footage of Blippi crouching like you do on the toilet, but it's the other way, and the dude's on the other side, and he's just shitting on his dude. It's horrible.
Dude, what's really? Up with all these people getting exposed for gay sexual acts as of recently?
That's beyond it, man.
Sketch. Well,
oh, sketch, yeah.
Blippi.
Uh-huh. Blippi, who else?
He's going to be next, dude.
I knew that dude.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah. Yeah. Marlon Brando.
I don't think
Did he do something?
That's what recently.
Oh, I thought we were talking about all this time.
Been
like,
dead
no,
for
they,
a while.
They're recently bringing it up. Oh, man.
Babe Ruth.
Man, probably. But they recently brought it up. They're like, he was in there with Richard Pryor and stuff.
Yeah, they used to bang.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh.
Richard Pryor and...
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I can't see it.
Yeah. What? What? No. No. I was... I just didn't know. I didn't...
His world is crumbling.
Right that's now. Good, man.
Yeah.
That's good. I like the Godfather.
He just bangs sometimes.
Hell yeah, man.
I like the Godfather.
Bang, 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 man. Godfather fathering in there, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you think he was on top?
Now, Richard had to be the one taking control, man. He's
so
a wild dude.
Richard had him.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. Marlon, he's probably a more quieter guy. So maybe he would. But then again, quiet can surprise you. So
you think
never
Marlon
really
Brando
know.
Was a quiet guy?
I mean, because I mean, relaxed. I just saw Godfather. Yeah. I mean, when you talk about, he'd be like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. Man, you steal my heart and shit. So when I hear that, I'm trying to do a
paraphrase.
Because, what, how does he talk? Let's see. He's like, my name is Marlon Brando. And I'm in the Godfather and stuff because he would talk about.
That's my favorite line.
What's that word? What's that word that he says? You got to. What is it? You better accept the offer. We got an offer you can't refuse.
You better accept the offer.
Yeah. Got an offer you can't refuse.
I mean, it's almost perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no director's notes, dude.
Actually, but he was a method actor. So, I mean, if he's dedicated, he could have probably. Yeah, he could have took action.
Yeah, he was acting, though. You know, that's not who.
Yeah, Martin I don't Brando. Know anything about him as a person.
That's what we were talking about.
Have you ever seen him in any other movie?
I've seen clips. like from the 50s. I don't know which movies they were in. I just see like clips of him walking around looking like Vito Scaletto from Mafia 2, which they based him off of.
No.
No, I mean, my bad. Vito's based off of Marlon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris.
No.
Oh, what'd you say?
No, I said Marlon Brando.
Okay.
And then you got Vito Scaletta, who he's based off of. Yeah.
From Mafia 2, the video game.
Best game in the world, I think. All
Mafia
time.
Mafia 2.
Yes.
So if I went back, because I you told me like all three of them would be like $5. That shit was like $80.
What was $80?
For all the Mafia.
All three of them? Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It was more than fucking PS5. $5.
Was it on the shop?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you might have to get that physical or something.
Mm.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, because I wanted to play it.
Mafia 2 is good. I'll vouch for Brandon. It is. Yeah. And I never played the original, but I played 2 and 3. They're both pretty solid.
You need to play the original.
Last time I took a game advice was from Justin Letlow with Cyberpunk.
Mm-hmm. I think that was more user error than...
I agree. I bought it, too. I bought it,
too. You were there trying to play it, too.
Yeah, well, just because I was bad at it.
Too much.
That's why I wanted to play
Elden
Ring.
There's not enough fighting in it.
I don't think we made it to the fighting parts, really.
No, dude. No, man. I put hours into it. It wasn't like I just put, like, an hour.
Well, yeah, but you started a level, then you fell asleep for 3 hours.
No, dude. I put at least 6 hours into the game to be like... It's going to get, you know, it's going to do something. It's like, oh, Keanu Kane, that was, it's kind of cool, kind of confusing, but, you know, we'll go
with
it.
Keanu Reeves was also in the new SpongeBob movie.
So oh, yeah, I remember that.
I bet that was badass.
It was tight. I watched it. It's on Netflix now. I don't have it, but I use my girlfriend.
I'll watch it later.
I can't watch. Oh, we went to go see
Deadpool 3.
We can't give out any spoilers here, because I won't be a part of it. I won't be a part of pieces of shit who give out spoilers.
Me neither.
Even though this
somebody
will come
heard
out.
Them, dude.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Don't do that shit.
It is lame to do that.
Who was the NFL player? Was it Le'Veon Bell?
Who spoiled what?
Spoiled something. He spoiled Endgame.
I think I know what you're talking about.
One of look up who spoiled Endgame.
Let's see.
Or one of the Avengers movies, and it just like I lost all respect for him. I can't take it. Like, why do you, if you
ooh,
don't care
LeSean
that much.
LeSean McCoy.
Damn, LeSean McCoy.
They got it on bold letters and shit, man.
What?
Let's see. LeSean.
LeSean.
LeSean McCoy. Let's see what he looks like.
Just put an image. You just. why are you.
Let's see.
No, this we have
look
to
look at
this
dude.
Oh, okay.
He's a cool dude, man. But he going to spoil stuff? That's not good, it, man.
That's not cool, man.
Man, was he a good running back?
Yeah, he was shifty. Man. Very shifty.
Yeah, he seems like a nice feller, man.
Yeah, he's probably a cool guy, but I still was pissed off.
I mean, that's what he's going to be known for.
Yeah.
Besides football.
Yeah, and he's on one of those talk shows for sports now.
Oh well, they hire anybody on one of those.
Dude, I'm
games,
telling
dude.
You, like they tried to go there. They were trying to switch Fox Sports, right? Was trying to fix all this shit like Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith. They were trying to do all their shows like that. Besides Colin Cowherd. And the one, Speak for Yourself, had Jason Whitlock, fat slur, fucking coon-ass mouth on there. I can't stand this fat bitch. I swear to God, I would if he died today, I would fucking cheer. Because he's a fat, coon, Uncle Ruckus piece of fucking shit. Jason Whitlock, you slur mouth, cheeseburger-eating bitch.
Oh my gosh.
But other than that, you know, it just wasn't a good night.
That's exactly what I was thinking too, man. the one sports commentator I can't stand is, well, there's two, Colin Cowherd.
You don't like Colin?
I don't like Colin Cowherd just because he seems whiny to me. Mm. And then Malika Andrews because she never knows what the fuck she's talking
does
about.
Does she not?
No,
she
dude.
She gives off a vibe of somebody who you would not want to be around.
It's like somebody who went to Harvard to be a sports journalist.
Is that what she did?
I don't know if she did, but that's the vibe.
That's the vibe
she
gives
off.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now Brandon's on Colin Coward's side because he's standing.
Fuck a wrestler,
Charlotte Flair.
That's what's up.
Loves it, dude.
Charlotte Flair, Natalya, Heart uh-huh. Foundation.
I think anybody would fuck with wrestling if you were standing right there, dude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look how giddy he is. Just
oh,
look
man,
at that
he's
smile.
The happiest man alive.
He's doing the hover hands thing. He's thinking about molesting him.
Oh yeah, he cut off camera. You know we can do more than Russ.
Look at that. I mean, his face, pure terror, strikes my heart when I see that little rat face right there, dude.
Nothing good when you see that.
But yeah, I mean, I personally, my favorite form of sports media is NBA on TNT, which is sadly maybe inside the NBA.
Inside the NBA, probably probably the greatest, right? I'm trying to think of another
What could be better? In terms of just like fun, definitely number one.
Longevity too.
Yeah.
They got that on their side. And then like Ernie and Kenny always know what the fuck they're talking about. So even though you got the two funny motherfuckers back there.
Who never know what they're talking about. Yeah. Like Charles Barkley. When a guy's banging you, these young guys, they coming, man.
Dude, if you guys don't know, go watch the compilations on YouTube.
They're so good.
I mean, there's so many hours of it, and all of them are good. If you start from the fucking like end of the 90s to 2000s, and they're still, he's talking about San Antonio, the women being big. There's some big women up in San Antonio.
And then he starts eating the churros, and it looks like he's double fisting cocks. Yeah, that was awesome. They would race to the scoreboard. Shaq would blow out three knees. Yeah.
Insane. You know, he's from here too, right?
Who?
Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
He's from Huntsville?
He's
well,
from Leeds,
near Huntsville.
Which is like around Birmingham.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like he came to one of these schools over here. Was it Columbia? I think. Then he come.
God, they need somebody
here,
over there.
Columbia
dude.
Here?
Oh yeah, Columbia High School. Yeah, it's like close to. I think it's close to here, kind of.
Oh, that's where he went to high school.
No, he went to like an event.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
That's where I student taught at. Yeah. Man, was Columbia, and they need some help over there.
That's where I met Magic Johnson. They had that camp down there, man.
You see the swallows?
What? Why'd you do that?
Brandon received the magic.
Because
touch.
Man, I remember how happy I was that day, man.
You still can feel it, can't
that's
you?
When I thought I was gonna be in the NBA.
You well, still can. You
nah,
still,
I'm good.
Well, we're about time. To see when we play this basketball,
which is never gonna happen.
Why?
I'm ready.
It just
I'm
has
ready.
To be like one time where you guys like we're all like on a Saturday or something. Nobody's doing nothing.
I'm down whenever, dude.
Yeah.
We're gonna get it defensively. I ain't playing when I just get off work. It's just not gonna happen. I can lie to you and tell you I would, but I'm not going to.
I'm ready.
Maybe a Friday will be the best. Maybe a Friday because you can just go out there, and even if you're tired, you're done. Yeah. Unless you got a show, then fuck that.
Yeah.
We need, all right, Matthew Lumber, Blake Russell, we need you, dude. We need you guys and Charlie.
Charlie already said he's down.
Oh, well, then, yeah, Charlie.
So who's the teams?
Brandon, and Charlie.
Okay. Versus Meat Lumber.
I believe in us, dude.
I do too.
I believe in us. We have the best basketball player in Huntsville.
How bad? I'm gonna stop bullshitting. How bad we are gonna beat you guys. Brandon, you won't score a point on me. Listen to me. You won't score a point on me, and I will score 50% of the buckets.
I disagree.
That over our team.
My defense is king, man. That's my shit. My defense. Clamp. Defense. D. That's it.
Hall of Fame.
And then
clamp.
We get some layups clamp. In there. We get some layups in there.
No, you won't.
We can get some layups.
You won't.
Acrobatic
get
layups.
Get some mid shots.
If you ever touch the, if they ever give you the ball to touch it, I'm stealing it immediately.
Okay. Challenge accepted. Yes. Challenge accepted. We'll see.
It's gonna be good.
We'll have some clips. We could throw like a little montage up whenever it happens.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we're posting the whole game. We're posting the whole game.
You just see all of us over there on our hands on our knees, like.
Oh, yeah, like Michael Jordan. Huh? Remember when he did that?
Yeah, not in the same way.
Oh, just like,
more of like we're exhausted and can't move and probably will need a week to recover.
I'm going to bring my inhaler that night.
Yeah, you're going to need it, man.
Hell fucking yeah. I don't bring it out. I never do. I almost died a couple times. I don't bring it out, but this time I will.
Yeah.
This time I will.
It's for the best.
Yeah.
It's for the best. It's for the best. Brandon, I will say he's very slippery on offense.
Yeah. He
because he's sweating. He'll maneuver right in between all three of y'all.
Wasn't my best night that night, but it was good.
What night?
That basketball night we did.
It was broad daylight. That's the most interesting part to be.
All right.
2 p.m.
Defense is pretty good. It was all right.
But whenever you came back, you said you were the best of the three.
With defense, I'm pretty good with the defense.
Why you keep? I'm talking about when you guys,
Brandon,
initially
talk your
came
shit,
back.
Man.
All right, well, okay.
Talk your shit, Brandon.
They said you were the best, and you were like,
"This is
I'm
our
the
team."
Best.
He's talking about, man. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and we good, and we're gonna get this.
Larry
we're
versus Bird.
This.
Yeah,
we're gonna get this.
We gonna get it.
Yep. I remember. I'm gonna be. I
so
remember.
Were you the best that day? Is all I want to know.
Best that day?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. No. No, defensively, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, yes.
Defensively, yes. But my asthma was whooping my ass that day. I'm going to be honest, man. I got on board because everybody was saying I didn't. At first, I was like, for real? Fuck yeah. All right. But listen, defensively and layup shots.
Defensively,
and layup shots.
Best.
And maybe even some mid shots. We can get that. Especially, we can get that. I started running a little bit. Get that endurance up.
Brandon,
hell yeah.
How about this? if you score on me.
Oh, okay.
I'll get that doesn't matter about win or losing. If you score 1 point on me, I'll give you $100.
And challenge accepted.
Brandon's gonna get that $100.
I'm getting $100.
So? Yeah, dude.
Brandon, you won't score on me.
Oh man, challenge accepted.
And I suck. I need everybody to understand. I am terrible at basketball. The only thing I am good at, and that's how I know when people are bad, is what they say, because the only thing I am kind of good at is defense. But I'm not really good at it because I'm just going to foul you.
Well, we don't call fouls, dude.
Yeah, so if you're not calling fouls, now I won't hold you or anything, but I will, you know, give a little check.
He'll touch you.
Yeah. Okay. You will get touched.
And we used to that. Sorry, man. Oh. Fucking wrestling, man.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about.
Wrestling. Yeah, there we go. It's wrestling. Yeah. Man, what y'all think?
Be cool, man. Be cool.
Hit him with the forearm shiver.
Yeah, man. I did football for a year. I didn't know shit about it.
Yeah, Brandon. I just asked Brandon what a linebacker was. He said the dude who catches the ball. Yeah, that's what it is.
Sometimes.
Dude.
Yeah.
Very rarely. Sometimes.
Hey, you taught me. You like watch Madden. I should have done that.
Play
like,
Madden.
I should have played Madden. What was it? When was I in middle school? I don't know. Probably like
2014.
Really? Was it 2014?
Yeah.
Okay, and 10 years ago, I should have played Madden. I feel like I would have been better in there. Because people are like, you don't know about it? I was like, yeah, nah, man. He just asked me to be on it. So they were like, hell yeah. Because every time I go to a barbershop, you know, I was fat. Everybody be like, man, you should play football. And I was like, all right.
Get you on the line.
I don't know about it. But I was like, all right, fuck it.
You would have been a good like left tackle because your feet go out like when you stand.
Yeah, like ducks, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You automatically got that side base.
Hell yeah.
I could have seen Brandon being the best center of all time.
Oh, man.
I just wish I could have went up against somebody like Brandon if he was on the line and
didn't
I was
know
at the
what was
end.
Going on. Yeah.
I would literally pick you up by your pads and run you into the quarterback.
Back in the day.
That's good for you, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, yeah. I didn't know shit.
$100, Brandon. We got to go. But
he's going to get that $100.
You think so?
I'm 100% sure.
$100, 1 point. There's no free throw.
Man. Yeah.
Free throws.
Hell yeah.
And it doesn't count if you get fouled. There's no, I mean, as long as it goes in the bucket. It has to go in the bucket.
We'll get Charlie to set a screen.
Hell yeah. Oh, shit. JJ, you remember we were there and that dude kept on coming up to me. What was it? The one with the hat? When every time I was shooting, he'd be like, there you go. Remember that dude?
The guy on the other team that was guarding you? Yeah, I remember that.
What happened?
The guy that was guarding Brandon.
Uh-huh.
When he would get a shot off.
Yeah.
He was like,
good job.
But he wouldn't do that with the defense. Didn't do that with the defense.
He was just being, it was just sportsmanship.
Yeah, fuck sportsmanship.
It was just sportsmanship, Dom.
I was like, fuck sportsmanship that day, man. He would...
And Brandon could have taken enough breaths to speak. He would have been like, fuck you.
My ass a little fucked up.
Stuff happens.
Oh, man. God.
That's our point guard, right?
No, I'm center, man.
Has Charlie ever played basketball ever in his life?
I think he's probably stinkily good. He was like, yeah, I'm down. So he's like, I don't think he's saying he's good, but.
Do you think he's going to play with or without a hat on?
He's gonna have a headband. You have to, right?
Oh, man,
either has a headband on or he wraps his hair up.
I wear a headband too,
tennis
man.
Player.
You wear a headband?
Hell yeah!
When you went in there,
no, I didn't last time. I said I will.
But that is good for sweating. I probably need to get one. I'm gonna get an arm sleeve and all this for one day. I got new Kobe's in there.
Compression sleeve,
yeah,
and shit.
Dude. I'm gonna get all that shit for one fucking game.
Hell yeah!
Just so you don't score on me, Brandon.
All right, challenge accepted.
All right, challenge accepted. See you guys in a minute. We got Ash Kennedy on the pod.
Hell yeah.
It's a great fucking. It's a good
one. I wonder
one.
What it's going to be like.
Me too.
We didn't record it 3 days ago. No way.
No, we definitely recorded it. But it's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a beast. Just straight conversation. Good shit. All right.
Hell bang. Yeah.
This week's featured comedian.
She's like, no, like what you. Mm-mm. And I was like, oh man, it's weird to wish your mom could say the word sex. But I was like, you know, like a menu? She's like, yeah, like a menu. And I'm like, at first I was like, that's fucking crazy. But then I thought, if I had to go to a whorehouse, I would absolutely love a menu. Don't make me say it out loud. Just let me be like, I'll have a number two. And a number seven. Please don't do both of them at me at the same time. All right, I feel like we've gotten pretty pretty comfortable with each other, so I'm going to tell you guys something really private before I get off stage. And don't judge me. Well, I guess you can judge me, but and also I have stickers. But I'm going to tell you guys, you know, my marriages weren't all bad. My second wife, we had some good times. She found it really attractive when I would go down on her strap-on. But I would just get so embarrassed when she'd walk in on me doing it.
I'm interested in this.
Me too.
I'm interested in it, and I need to know about it. I'm a shit on it at first.
Basically, at some point, we both probably fucked a woman who was into crystals.
A lot of bisexual women like the crystals. Dude. They have like the cloth board and the crystals in the different positions. I don't know what it means, but I like it. I had the daily crystal app just to learn. I would learn one a day.
Oh my god!
I only remember one.
Oh man, as a lesbian, like he just outdid me, man. That's I'm just showing up like, I just showed up with a vagina. I'm
Which
better,
that,
right?
I have you know? To do at least 14 things to get to that point.
To like,
to make up for it.
It's hard. They're putting us in competition with each other, and we're really just the sad same boys on the same side, you know?
For real, though. And we need that. Yeah. We need that. Team together.
Solidarity.
Gosh, because there's so much I don't know, man.
All right. JJ.
So much.
We got somebody special on the podcast.
We have somebody very special on the podcast.
Who we got?
Who is it?
We have a veteran of the nation and of Huntsville Comedy.
I didn't even pick a branch. I was just like, I'm here to serve. Mix the clothing, you know?
We have the same haircut, pretty much, you know? We probably target similar women. And target might not have been the best verb to use.
That's a strong word.
It probably wasn't. Guys, we have Ash Kennedy on the pod today.
Hey, right? Ash.
Hey, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's up, girl?
What's going on?
Good. How are y'all?
Fantastic.
Yeah, they were like, you want to smoke before this? No. I'm good. So excuse me, I am sober.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being sober. I'm not, but I'm not drinking.
We say that, but they're ghosts.
No, they know. They know. It's a problem.
You know I'm disappointed in you, man.
Why?
Bring this fucking Celsius.
See,
on
I brought this. You know, he's a energy drink connoisseur. Do you drink energy drink?
No. Apparently, like enlarge your heart, and my heart's big enough. I'm so stupid.
This is not a good one, though.
No, man.
Celsius?
No, dude. You have 3 kids and go to yoga in the morning?
Damn.
Maybe.
Well, hey,
I mean,
doesn't
that
look
seems
like it. But, you know.
I feel like, though, if that was his life, he really would need the best energy drink on the market. You know?
Yeah. Celsius is like the trendy upper echelon of energy drinks. Mm. Like, Celsius and Alani, those are the ones that are targeted.
That's a shit,
Charlie. Like the Fiji water?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Mm. It's like Fiji and Evian.
Mm. What's your favorite water?
Probably Fiji water. That shit is so good.
It is good though.
It
Fiji,
is.
I could taste the difference. But like, if I'm buying great value water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll sometimes, honestly, if you get like sometimes the smart waters per fluid ounce, you're paying less than you would with a smaller bottle of water.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not all the time, but like, mm-hmm. if you pay attention, just weird.
Did you guys see that Dasani rebranded? After they've just been known for being the shittiest brand of water for the past 5 years.
No.
They rebranded. They have like a different design now. I think it doesn't taste like shit anymore.
I stopped drinking Dasani years ago when I found out that like in like certain countries in Africa, they'll like charge people more for water than they will a Coke. And I was like, well, fuck y'all. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the other brands do it too, but I was like, fuck Dasani.
I don't like to talk shit about a group of people, but the Africans or were they Kenyan?
Damn.
Was it in Kenya?
I don't remember which country. It was like, you know, at the time it was white television, so it was just like, you know, the whole continent. Let's just count the whole continent as one country.
Yeah, that's what I used to do until I start meeting them and realizing that.
People are different, very different.
Yeah,
vastly different.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, the Kenyans talk a lot of shit. Told me, he told me. You know how they tell black people to go back to Africa?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, well, you can't come.
The elitist group, dude. Yeah.
Fucking Kamara.
I've seen that because I've seen people be able to like trace their ancestry back and then like get this really warm welcoming. And then I also sometimes, because I keep my algorithm pretty diverse, like people from like different countries being like, no, the American people are not welcome here. And I'm like,
oh, 100%.
I'm like, okay.
And you know that I think Africans don't know that black Americans can tell the difference between just looking at them. You'd be like, that's an African person. Mm-hmm. And then, because they try to do what's that shit called when you dog whistle, like try to talk shit. You're like, I'm an American and I like Trump. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, we can clearly tell you're African and you don't live here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this is going on an anti-African tirade.
Let me talk about the English, because I can tell that they're English even with the sound off. You know?
You can, right?
The teeth. Because it's like the way they're.
Hold up.
It's the way their mouth moves over their teeth. No,
you know, I read this post one time on the internet and it really stuck with me that Americans always shift their weight to 1 foot when they're standing. And I realized I do that. Looked at other people, Americans, they really do that.
I shift my weight to my right foot for sure.
I do my left.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, it depends on which knee's hurting.
It's because of our healthcare system.
Yeah,
it's the VA, yeah, you guys. You know.
Americans have not met their deductible.
Do you go to the VA for?
I do.
You do?
I do.
It's I know you have the joke. First of all, Ash Kennedy, hilarious. Yes. She'll take you down a dark path and then bring you right back up. Everybody fucking laughs. I love you. I love your shit.
If you've noticed this about stand-up comedy, but I really try to arrange my jokes to really kind of throw everybody emotionally all over the place.
Yes,
like,
I
are you comfortable? Too bad. You know?
Hell yeah.
I do get VA care. I don't want to discourage anybody from going to get VA care. It's not pleasant.
Well, it just takes so long. And they don't do the things that you... I went to ask for testosterone because I need some more shit in my balls, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, science. Can we do a test, you know, just test my testosterone there? Like, she's like, well, you're too young. I'm like, I don't think you, what the fuck does that matter? Just
you're
test
not taking
me.
My word for it? What am I, a woman at the doctor? Like, rude. I just told you what my problem is. You don't even want to test for it?
Exactly. But that's it. It took me 9 months to get eczema cream. Eczema.
Oh, okay.
It's not, I wasn't asking for opioid.
You had to carry it out for the term, dude.
Yeah, had to. Yeah. I swear to God. At the same time as somebody to have a baby, that's how long it took me to get eczema cream.
Damn.
I went to an appointment, and it took 4 hours. I get in the room, and I'm like, to that point, because, you know, this stuff's stressful. I'm like near tears. She walks in, and she's like, calm down. And I'm like, I'm a quiet crier, you know what I mean? Like, my father taught me well. Like, I was so mad, though. I just wanted to be like, man, bitch, if I did not need health care right now, I would say something to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, I was going to... Oh, go ahead.
The VA is so bad, you got to turn to crystals for health care, really.
Yeah, I'm speaking of crystals. Thing.
Yeah,
hell
this...
Yeah.
I want to know what that one is real bad.
But you studied them, right? Mm.
Study yeah,
you didn't,
very
you didn't date that woman long enough to know it. You got halfway
I got
through
about
the book
3 days. I remember rose amethyst. That's the one that I remember specifically. It's for attracting your crush, basically.
Mm.
So it's like a pink,
stay away from that one.
Amethyst one. And yeah, dude, I've had one up my ass for years. So nothing ever happened. You know, I'm in a very happy relationship.
Congratulations.
That wasn't convincing at all, but you know, I am.
We love you, Maddie.
Yeah. So yeah, what happens with these crystals?
I guess it depends on the I guess whoever you're talking to. The way I look at it is like it'll like I had one that was supposed to like help with confidence and changing patterns or whatever. So then like when I would look down at it, I'd be like, what am I doing in this moment that I've been doing before that doesn't work for me? And like, how can I change that? And like it actually helped, like because it brought about an awareness to me that helped me to be able to kind of analyze what wasn't working, because it's so hard to change your own patterns because you're literally on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
That's so real, dude.
That's so real.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It takes a lot to know what your patterns are. And then when somebody else tells you, you're like, man, fuck this motherfucker. You know what I mean? You're like, fuck, what the fuck is this motherfucker talking about? But then, yeah, if you can realize it, and if something helps you do that, because I will shit on, what's that, crystals?
Yeah.
And anybody who likes them.
You love crystals, dude. You're in there drive through 5 nights a week.
Dom's going to run it in like us. He's going to run into a bisexual woman. And
it's going to change your life. She just has to be Latina.
I've been waiting. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened to me yet, but I would like that.
No Latinos? You got to try Latino.
Well, now,
it will be the worst for your mental health. It will be the worst for that. But other than that, hey, it's good shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to remember. It's hard for me to, like, parse out because I've dated all types of women. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard here in Alabama. I keep getting stuck with just the regular white girls, mm-hmm. you know, which right I mean,
the mill.
They're
which
like,
I love.
But I have like, but it's also, it's like, I don't, I do have like requirements, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like if they are a white woman, they have to be comfortable in a room full of black people. Oh, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Standards.
Because you see sometimes like people like it's like they're very aware that they're the only, like we're the only white people in the room. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, everybody can see how aware you are of that right now, and it's weird. You know what I mean?
You try to overcompensate too.
Yeah. There was like this pride thing in Huntsville where it was an open conversation for the black community to talk about like what keeps them away from pride, right? Mm-hmm. And so we sat in me and my wife at the time sat in the back, right? We listened to this whole thing. We're learning all this stuff. It's really good. And then after it, the two only other white people in the entire room made a beeline for us. We saw them coming and we were like, no, no, like, no, no, no. Talk to people and then we can chat later. But I'm like, y'all are, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. But I do that too. If it's a whole bunch of white people, I feel some type of way.
You should.
Dude, whites love you.
I'm just like, oh, fuck, man.
You're very popular with the white community.
Yeah, but not whenever it's just me.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm there with somebody else, or we got like two or three, like a couple little pepper flakes, you know what I'm saying, in the crowd, then I feel more comfortable. But when it's just me, it tightens me all the way up. If I do see a black person, I'm like, your
thank
friends.
Goodness, yeah.
I'm running to him like, God damn.
But that's like the complete opposite situation, though. You know what I mean? Like
because
the context is totally different. Because like I mean I'm fine. Well, I mean, I was like in grade school. I went to this little school in North Carolina, Goldsboro, North Carolina, called North Drive Elementary. And, sup, North Drive. What's up, fourth graders? I know they're watching the podcast. But like, I was the one of like three white kids in my entire grade. So I got like a crash course in it.
No, oh, okay.
Sometimes I laugh about it though, because like if when I hang around people, I'll, you know, like as a child too, you pick up on speech patterns, and I just love the idea of like a 9-year-old girl going home with the same speech patterns to my parents who like almost named me Reagan. You know?
Shout out Ronald.
Like, hell, yeah. Like they must have been like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I had the thing, like, where all through my school, it was 50-50 black and white. But I never knew any Hispanic people or any Asian people.
Really?
I was like that.
Never.
Same.
Never. Same. Like, until I met Alex. Never. and he covered both of those bases were covered
so
when I met Alex.
You're good. You've got that covered.
Yeah. I was like, that's good. I don't need it. I'm Columbus. I stop in the Caribbean. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Dude, I understand that though. That's how I feel too. Down when I'm traveling, man, mm-hmm. you go deeper in the South.
Oh,
you never know what you're gonna get.
Your chest start tightening up,
dude. Yeah, especially when you got to get that gas. Mm-hmm. Like the people at Coleman, they're like, "Let's go get some gas." You just,
and then,
it's a group
they
activity.
Do yeah. They do that stare.
Oh yeah, man. At the fucking counter and shit.
You know, and it's interesting because, like, I think it's one of the benefits of, like, being a queer person is that, like, I understand the subtleties of knowing, like, if this person is treating me like shit because I'm a woman or if it's because I'm queer, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. it's, like, so it's like, you know, when y'all talk about like the experiences that you've had, I'm like, I can 100% know exactly that understanding of like that little bit of difference that you know somebody is being a certain way. Because sometimes people are just shitty and they're having a bad day, but then sometimes it's like, you've got some personal shit you seem to need to work through.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know when it's somebody who's just like, just got off work and he's tired. He got to go back see his kids, which he don't like. You know what I'm saying?
There's which brings me...
That, Dan Price.
But there's the thing too, though, is like white people are allowed to have bad days like that. Black people are not. You know what I mean? Like, if a guy was acting grumpy or whatever like that, they would just be treated so differently. Mm-hmm. Like, you know...
But we let him live here, and now he wants to act like this. Damn.
We gave him a house in the back, dude.
I'm making this podcast too serious. Sorry. No, we've talked about the VA, race.
And crystals.
Yeah.
Crystals, which dude. I still want to know more about.
Me too.
Okay, well, I do know this.
Start looking up some crystals. Let's look up some crystals.
In my limited information that I do have, I did know a girl one time who had a cloth, like, zodiac kind of pattern thing, and she would place crystals at different places on the thing to plan like her week.
Yeah, I'm attracted to this woman. and I know that's she's probably great. Not healthy, but
she's
like,
great. She's awesome. But I didn't know the science behind that, but I do know kind of like they mean different things. And it is like a being mindful thing, like you were saying. Like, it is a great reminder
to then
have
it works.
That there.
If that's what it does for you, then it works.
Exactly. It's like a lot of like ancient kind of, well, I mean, I don't know about crystals or whatever, but like the chakras and stuff like that. If you study those, like they're actual medical kind of understandings of like where we hold things in our body and how it affects us and everything that's like kind of going on. So it's like, it's interesting, like on a base level, humans have always kind of figured that there are this like way to need to take care of ourselves in ways that we typically ignore on a day to day. And like, you need to take time to be able to have the mindfulness of it. I think that's why like religion and stuff is, you know, can be such a valuable tool if you're using it, you know.
Yeah,
like,
religion works if you, I mean, because if you believe in something so hard, you know, like if you believe that the religion is, you know, it's like you'll live longer. Like you're going through like cancer or something, you have a better chance of living if you believe in whatever God you believe in, and you just focus it all on that, but still get the treatment, but you just focus all on that. I believe
for sure, dude, for sure. Like, I'm not calling all religions this, but like placebo, the medical efficacy is there. Like, it works. You give somebody a sugar pill. Like,
religion is an amazing placebo, guys.
No, exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
But that was some real shit you were saying. Because I feel different emotions in different parts of my body. Fear is stomach, for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm like, I get this like pit in my stomach.
For sure. Forehead. That's it.
Fear is in your stomach. What else? What else you got?
Dude, anger, I feel it with my soul, bro. Anger is real for me, man.
I feel it in my eyes.
Ooh, okay.
Like, when I get angry, I feel it in my eyes. My shit starts twitching and shit.
Here's a question. When you are fighting emotion, where do you feel it? Because I feel it in my throat. Huh. Like, it clamps down.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're trying not to cry, you're trying to...
Yeah.
To not... Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I like that. I'd say, like, right in here.
Mm-hmm. So, like, having that kind of awareness is interesting, because then, like, I'll be sitting there, and then I'll realize I'm feeling that feeling. Like, I'm like, what am I knocking down in this moment? And like, we're not gonna cry in the middle of this kangaroo, but what we are gonna do is acknowledge that we want to and figure out why later, you know.
Yeah. I love that.
Hey, this is the first time we've had a real conversation on this podcast.
Yeah
this is very refreshing.
Yeah, this is fun.
Welcome to the Ash Kennedy Clown Podcast.
It is episode 40, baby.
Hell yeah, 40.
Fuck yeah.
40.
4-0. Yeah,
that's what it is.
We in this.
So, Dom, do you date younger or older women? Same age?
I love older. But now that I'm this old, probably younger.
You know, turn the cameras off so we can high five. Because
you know,
man,
what I mean, though. Right?
I love older women. Gen X women, they are something else. Because they are like... It's like their mothers dealt with the whole... right after the Roe v. Wade thing, and still experienced a lot of sexism, so they're like hella tough, kind of scary, kind of my type. But yeah, they now that they're in their 40s, they're
You start
I'm gonna get canceled. No.
You start to dip down a little bit. Not that far.
Yeah, they tend to.
5 years.
You know, they're not the best communicators.
No.
No.
They're not.
No.
Yeah. I'd say about like, see, I'm 36. I'd say about like 32 or 30. Really, really, for females, anything over 27.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, right?
Same. I need like a little bit of maturity.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't go with like, I mean, if they're really hot. Maybe that's just me. You can dip down. But for like.
You're 19 and I feel like I could pretend you're mature. No.
No, no. Not 19.
Let's not do that. No.
I have to be able to drink with
it. It is weird though that there's like people our age that are like dating people that
I don't
young,
see
though.
How. I don't see
I'd
how
be so
you're.
Bored.
Oh, God. You,
dude. It's terrible. I did the math. I never really thought about this until I was like 17 or 18 years old. I did the math. When I was born, my dad was 36 and my mom was 19 years old. And I was 17 when I realized that. So I'm like, oh, that's if like my wife was born right now. It's a 17-year difference. And I was like, wow, I am disturbed to my core. This is awful.
Good on you for recognizing that, though.
Yeah, I would never do that. That's insane to me.
I don't understand. You can't talk to him that like that.
No.
It's so, I mean...
If one of your biggest accomplishments in the past 10 years is experiencing puberty, not interested. You know what I mean? Congrats. Yeah, I was 31 and I was at a comedy show and there was this like beautiful black woman that sat down next to me and she's chatting with me. We're flirting a little bit and she's like, how old are you? And I was like 31 and I was like, how old are you? And she goes 21 and I was like, have you drank enough water today? Like, I want you to go for all your dreams, girl. You believe in you. You know what I mean? Like, but I was just immediately like, oh, no, ma'am.
There's definitely a cutoff. I mean, this might get me canceled. I understand how like 70-year-old billionaires, because they don't talk to 70-year-old billionaires. You know what I'm saying? They don't talk to their wives anyway. So if they're with a young 24-year-old like Bill Belichick, you know what I'm saying? They're not talking. They're not having meaningful conversations.
No, and those women are getting what they need from that situation.
They're getting money. He's getting a hot young chick.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. And quite frankly, like if a 70, 80-year-old woman was like, I'll pay you a bunch of money and occasionally go down on me, I'd be like, how much are we talking about?
Are we going on yachts? Yeah. Spread it up.
Dude, if Kevin Spacey DM'd me today, you would never see me again. But unfortunately, I'm too old now.
You are too old, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're 22, man. You're old. Yeah.
I'm way too old for it. You know, it's interesting because I've been talking about like all this gender stuff and I want to talk about some of this stuff online. But one of the things I find so interesting is like how weirdly we sexualize boys. You know what I mean? I'm going to prove it to you with this one sentence. Like, have you heard like somebody talk about like how they've been like turned on a lot lately? But can you imagine a grown man being like, man, I am horny as a teenage girl right now?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Do you realize,
yeah.
True. Do you realize how gross it is? That. I hear grown women saying this. I'm horny as a teenage boy. I'm like, why are you? Yeah, why would you say that? That is the most disgusting thing. I've got the mind of a 15-year-old boy. No. Like, I'm going to start saying that. Like, I've got the mind of a 14-year-old girl. Everybody would be like, get her on a list.
Exactly.
Get her on a list right now.
That's
such
true.
A good
that
fucking
true.
Point.
That's such a good point.
It's just because we don't protect our boys.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like when high school age male hooks up with their teacher, everybody's like, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm the same way.
Well, I am too. It shouldn't be that way.
It shouldn't be that way.
This is going to get me canceled, but I tried pretty hard in 10th grade to get molested.
Well, you talking to the champion.
But let me tell you, though, the point is like teenagers are going to feel the way they feel. Yeah. Like I would have totally consented to this situation, but you can't consent to that situation because she was a 28-year-old basketball coach. You know, God, I hope she doesn't see this. She's in her late 40s now. Sup, girl. But you know what I mean? Like,
hey, I know
but
what you mean.
You have to like. But that's the thing. I think it's like where like men, they'll make that joke like, oh, lucky or whatever. And it's like because they don't understand the actual emotional ramifications of like
they develop later on.
You know what I mean? Because, like, oh, man, that poor guy that was abused by his teacher and then he ended up marrying her, the Mary Kay LaTurner or whatever.
Look that up. What's Mary, the name? Mary Kay LaTurner?
Was that the guy?
He was a fifth grade child and she raped him.
And that just had a Netflix documentary.
Yeah, right. And then he, you know, grew up and because he had been groomed, he married her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she died recently, which is great.
She died?
I think so. Oh, if she didn't, shit. I just spoken in the universe. Let's use the crystal. Have an equal opportunity.
I have seen this, dude. Oh yeah. My gosh,
that's crazy.
And she was cute.
Okay, Dom. Who
said, hold on a second. Dom's like, she looks like she'd call me some words.
Oh God, if she would say the hard R, it'd be, you know, that's authentic right there.
Oh yeah, dude.
I don't think she knows how to say it any other way.
She doesn't know. Man, with passion.
There's another pronunciation of that word.
That's
probably what Dom looked like back in the day.
Oh man, let's see. Maybe.
Fuck like you guys. Right, I did not look like that.
Oh my gosh, they have the same chin, dude.
That's not her now, is it?
Where, right here?
Well, see if she's dead. Let's see.
Let's see.
Go to all.
Let's see.
Wikipedia.
She died in 2020.
Dead!
Wait, is she dead for real?
Yeah, she died at 58.
Oh wow, early death.
That's the point where we
not
cheer.
Old. Well,
put the
Mary Kay LaTurner's dead.
We cheer for that.
Brett, it didn't feel right.
Listen, man, when I was in middle school or elementary, I don't know why when I was a kid, I was hoping myself.
You think COVID got her? It was 2020.
There were some good looking there's some good looking teachers or whatever. Yeah. Like that's just gonna happen.
We didn't have any. We had one chick with big titties and she wasn't chick. She was older. She was like 60 and we called her Saggin' Baggin' Mary.
Damn.
Because she wouldn't wear bras. And the principal tried to get her to wear bras and she was like, no. Not doing it.
I don't blame her, honestly. Bras suck. And it, you know what I mean, though? But anyway, everybody, that's the weird thing is you may have not had a hot teacher, but you did have that lady who was at least over 60. And her nipples were always hard. They hung at about just like that science teacher guy who always had dry mouth and the white film around there. And the spit would come out. You'd have to dodge that shit in the front row.
Hell yeah.
There's teachers. Everybody had the.
Mm-hmm. Miss Pig was my teacher with the hard nipples. Yeah, she had fake tits.
Her name was Miss Pig.
Miss Pig, yeah.
She dated Kermit the Frog, dude.
And she actually was the hottest one. It's not saying she was hot. She just had fake tits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On a teacher salary?
But I'm pretty sure her husband was loaded.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yo, you take the last name Pig, your husband has, your husband has a lot of money.
Yeah. That is an excellent point.
Yo, I used to have a teacher, speaking of bra stuff, I'm not going to say her name. Round, no, I'm not that old, man, like all of y'all.
Listen, we're 1 year apart.
Dude, you old. I'm an old soul.
What the fuck?
But I'm young.
You just got held back a grade, dude.
Almost twice. And I got held back in college. But listen, man. But
that's not called getting held back. That's called failing. First of all. All right, sorry. My bad.
Yeah, she would like, whenever you got in trouble, she would stick shit in the bra, man. And we
had that. I had
that
a teacher in middle school.
Hold on a second.
Like
did
that.
What?
So if you got in trouble, she was hot. It was in the name. She would get like your item that you had. Like you had your phone out, or you had a toy, and she would like open up her bra, look at you, and then stick it in her bra.
See, if that were my son's teacher, I would go up to the school and literally beat the shit out of her.
Really?
Yeah, but like. Yeah, because that's kind of weird.
She did write me a good message. I looked past back in the day. Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame you from your standpoint, but that's a little weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
We had a teacher that did the same thing.
Can you imagine a man doing that?
Oh, just being I would be mad as hell.
Just staring at you like this.
As fuck.
Yeah.
There would be a PTA meeting.
You're not getting this textbook back or your purse. Hand that water bottle to me right now, young man.
Oh yeah, would have report his ass, man. Fuck that.
It'd be like Kenan Thompson on all that. You know. What else you got in that pants, sir?
That orange soda.
Who loves
that was
unsold.
Kale, my bad. That was Kale, right?
Yeah. Who loves unsold?
Kale loves
unsold. Soda.
It's okay.
It's like you can't not say something after that.
Yeah, you have to. I can't believe you know all that. Do you know all that?
Oh, dude.
This is
I grew up.
I know you know
all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We grew up all that shit.
I grew up wanting to be on that show so bad as a child, man.
Even though it was canceled for like 30 years.
Dude, back in the day,
Me too, man. I was just like, I could do this. And then I'd get to meet Coolio at the beginning. Yeah. You know? Like, oh, for some reason, my brain was like, he's there every time.
Exactly.
You know?
You damn sure think that.
All that he's is by different the little, than she's all that?
You know, yes. World thing.
Okay.
All that was Saturday Night Live for kids. Yeah.
It's how Amanda Bynes got her start.
Amanda Bynes, Keenan might have been doing heavyweight this shit by then.
Yeah, Keenan was on it.
Yeah, he was on it,
but I'm saying
it may have not been his opening.
You know, there was a version.
What was her name?
Lori Beth Denberg.
Lori Beth Denberg. She was funny.
Stellar. She did this. She would do this skit where, you know how, have you ever had like a militant librarian?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she would come in there and like somebody would be like, "Can I borrow a pencil?" And then she would come over and like with an air horn and she's like, "Quiet in the library." And I was like, that's so accurate.
Damn. There was a version of Mad TV for kids. Brandon, you might remember.
I remember that.
What? It was a Mad TV cartoon. It was and they would do like
I think I remember
celebrity
that.
Shit. And it was actually really chicken. Good. I loved it.
Remember Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yes, Celebrity Death. Judge Joe Mills was the referee. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this right here.
Yeah, it was like Robot Chicken, if you guys have seen
that. Love Robot Chicken.
Oh, yeah, me too, man.
Shit was tight, dude. Oh, man.
Is that Steve Harvey, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just back in the good days, man.
Back Steve in the good old days.
Yep,
Brandon says that he means 2019.
Summer of 2014. Man.
Was there a Family Feud host before Steve Harvey?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's been going on.
I need a moment of silence. There used to be one. Like apparently back in like the 70s or 80s, and the dude was like known for like he would kiss women.
Kiss every single woman.
They would be like trying to get away from him, and everybody would be like, ah, ha, 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 "This is like real life." Because it's the 70s. Yeah. And now we look back, we're horrified, you know?
It's the top first two.
Yeah.
The one on the left, the top one.
Find out his name. Let's find out if he's dead. We'll just spend this episode cheering for dead.
He has to be dead.
He's dead. The second dude is dead too because he killed himself. I don't know why I know that, but I kind of. Yeah, he did.
Al killed himself?
Not Al.
Oh.
The second one.
I thought you saw the second picture. I was like, oh.
Richard Dawson,
Yeah. Look, there he is. First pitch is a kiss.
Damn, he held on for a while.
Oh, yeah, he gets in there.
So he did this to people's family and shit? Man.
He did it to everybody, even the kids.
Well, family feud.
Some of the women were fine with it, it looks like.
You gotta whoop some ass after that, man.
What if he
can you imagine, though, like if your wife was into it and you're just sitting there with the whole family and you're just like,
yeah.
It's like that cult thing.
It's like that dancer, the singer in Africa that was singing.
I felt so bad for that guy. His girl went up there on the stage and just got humped by that dude.
Like, I picked up and gyrated on stage, and he's just sitting in the front row. Like, he brought her to the...
And was she okay with that?
She was. He wasn't.
Oh, she was very
Let's say he wasn't having a good time sitting in the front row watching this girl get pounded on stage. There was some friction there.
I feel like that would bother me, but then at the same time, like if it's somebody famous, then I would just be like, well, yeah, but I get to take her home.
No, exactly. Mm-hmm. But how famous? Mm-mm. Yeah, it would be okay. Like, is it okay if... give me a name that you think it's okay.
Oh, man. That's what I'm thinking because I think it would be like.
It's a certain level. Like if JoJo Sweetin did it to your girl, whatever her name, you wouldn't like that, right? Because she's not famous enough. She's not big enough. Did I say her name wrong?
You talking about JoJo Siwa? Well, she's also 14.
If JoJo Siwa humped my woman.
Her.
I would get my woman as much therapy as she needed to get over that.
I didn't know this is who you were talking about, dude.
Who's a JoJo Siwa?
She's really upsetting the queer community right now. I don't know. She's in her like young kind of phase figuring herself out, but unfortunately it's public.
Mm-hmm.
But they did point out this really interesting point is that child stars that they tend to when they break out, they usually become very like sexual. They do all of this stuff, and then a lot of society doesn't view women as grown until they have had relationships with men. Now JoJo Siwa is gay, right? Mm-hmm. So like really nothing she does is going to make anybody look at her seriously like she's a grown woman. And I can kind of vouch for that because sometimes people treat me like I'm not like grown or they don't take me seriously. Really? Absolutely.
That's a thing for sure.
Yeah.
I do it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I make an effort to make sure that these went up. But so, yeah, I do. I like, I feel bad for her, but I do wish she would stop.
Yeah.
Baby, it's stop.
Really
bad. I'm not going to lie. I love that you see the elephant thing she was doing. She was like slapping her feet and going like, I love it. It's like, cringy as fuck, but I like watching
just
because
she call you the N-word, dude.
Don't care if she did it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, no. But it's also like, it's just like everything she does, and it's like sometimes the video, I'm like, I literally can't tell if that's actually the sound of her actually stomping through it, or if somebody's added it on as funny, because it's like.
Dude, she was on Dance Moms.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, this is what you guys
so
were telling me last
time. She's probably also been through some abuse, you know? No. Like,
I want to watch this.
Like the psychological pressure.
Don't they yell at him on there?
Dude, Abby Lee Miller rips these fucking girls in half.
That's her right here, right?
That's her yelled at right now.
That's JoJo Siwa right there?
Yeah.
That's JoJo.
How long has this show been on?
That's from back in 2010.
Since like 2012. I think it started in like 2012.
See, why do we put children in that?
Yeah, like, that's outrageous.
But we gotta worry about a boy wearing a dress, you know, but not this.
Yeah, that's insane that they let kids run around like this.
It's so weird.
And dude, they start them at like 6.
I was in a beauty pageant as a child.
Nah.
Yeah, I wanted a trophy. And I got one. Participation.
Good. Hold up. Good.
Hold up.
I didn't know you had to like work it. They were just like walk out on stage, and so you just see me passing like. Just like from one end, like, I didn't know how to like look. I've gotten better, you know what I mean. I tried one in the eighth grade with my friend. I went through this FEM stage in the eighth grade, and there was it was Wetumpka, Alabama, small junior high, very small school. There were 7 girls in the entire pageant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you had your winner, your first runner up, second runner up, third runner up, and then you had like most talented and Miss Congeniality. So there were 7 of us, and me and my friend were the only 2 people that walked away with nothing. Part of me wishes there was video of this, because I did do like an entire like
what'd you do, what's your thing?
I sang Britney Spears.
What song? Let me guess.
Oh man, I don't even remember. Now I feel old, Brandon.
But look up Britney Spears songs.
Okay.
How old were you?
14.
Damn. I thought you were way younger than that when you were explaining.
No, I was 14. I admired her. She said she didn't want to. She was a virgin, and I was like, I also don't want to sleep with a man. So I'm gonna cling to this.
Good. Let me see. Right there. You got my favorite one. More time.
Work, bitch.
Oops,
I did it again.
You remember the ones like, I'm a star. She was like, God damn it. I can't think of it. It's not on here, though.
I don't.
Lucky.
Oh, there it is right there. Number 11.
She's so lucky. She's a star.
Nice, man.
It's like, okay, this is where I have to just like set a boundary. I don't remember, and I don't want to. Much love to Britney, though. I'm sorry for what we did to you as a country.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was wild that they had her on there at like 15, 16 in the schoolgirl thing.
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions of people watching that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
TRL, she was number one for like months.
TRL was amazing.
TRL was the shit, though. It was a shit for younger. I always wanted to be in that crowd and to just be in Times Square in that crowd while the celebrities would come out. Because, like, hold on, look at it.
TRL?
Yeah, TRL, Total Request Live.
Okay, let me turn this. Total?
It's right there. Just click on any of those pictures.
Like that?
Yeah, so that's a studio, and outside you would see Times Square just going about. And then you would have all the fame. I mean, that's way out.
That's DC Young Fly.
Yeah, that's the way out. They must have redid this.
And
or
the
something.
Dolan twins.
Yeah, revived Total Request Live. Yeah, that like right there, Carson Daly.
But like you could, you would see people like go out there and hold signs because you'd know like certain people were gonna be there. And, you know, I remember once there was these young like I think like older teenage girls that maybe like skipped school or whatever. There was a story behind it, and like she held up a sign that was like. For some guy that was there, like, hey, will you F me? And then, like, put her phone number up. And they had to, like, blur it out. She got, like, like they called her parents, you know, and I was just like,
hopefully so.
Snitches, dude.
I'm like, man.
So I gotta ask you something before, because we haven't even got into any of the notes. Your dad died by a polar bear accident.
Is that true?
I'm so sorry about that.
I did that. Where did you find that? Yeah, no, well, I had gotten a message that was like, hey, you know, it was one of those telemarketing things, and it sent me a message and was like, hey, I'm guessing you haven't responded because you've been busy or possibly fallen underneath a polar bear. And then I responded, my father died from that exact thing happening to him. Oh, damn. So thanks, Craig, for bringing that up. And then he never responded. So, yeah, it's very traumatic.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You know.
Brandon really believes you.
Like, very specific that you found. No. No. Paul's alive.
That's good. To others. Shout out.
Heck yeah.
So how long you been doing stand-up?
7 years.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Beast. What's your? Yeah. Can you give us a? It's my favorite thing to ask. Your favorite crazy thing to happen to you while you were doing stand up.
Well, I've had so many good things like happen. Sometimes there's this disruption that is like funny. Not telling anybody to do that, but I would say though one of my most memorable experiences is that we went out to Rainesville. I was and it was like next to a house in the middle of a field, and the whole experience was pretty bad. But we get there and one of the guys is like, he does like fighting or whatever, and he's got his like his little kids are all running around. The 3-year-old runs up with a knife in her hand. She's like running around with a knife in her hand, and he's like, oh no, and he like grabs her, turns the mic down, turns the knife around in her hand, and was like, run that into mommy.
Oh,
are you serious?
Yeah, like for a second I thought he was gonna be a father. Have you ever seen an absent father in the room with their kid? That's kind of what was happening. And then we were all sitting around chilling, and he's like, hey, so do you guys want to buy some crack?
Whoa,
shut the fuck up.
And it got about that quiet. It was like me and a few other comedians, and he was like, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't do it. And I'm just like, yeah, I can tell by your face. But like, and then we got up there. There was like, he had let a couple of his buddies get up and do comedy. And like one of them made like a really distasteful like George Floyd joke. And then like the other one said the F slur, and Ogre was there. And Ogre was like, oh, come on, that's too far. And I was like, hey, if Ogre's like,
yeah, Ogre said it.
If Ogre says it's too far. But then like I got up, I started drinking, right? Which I don't typically drink. Mm-hmm. At like a paid gig or anything like that, but I started drinking because I was like, I literally don't care if I make any of these people feel happy. And I just kind of, I had like 25 minutes, and I like started just kind of roasting the guy and telling him like, making sure his wife knows to blink twice if she needs me to send her some material to help her get away, like, you know, kind of thing. It was wild. And now that I look back on it, I'm like, probably I didn't make a whole lot of safe decisions in that moment.
Say, he smokes crack, he don't know what it is, and fights yeah.
Like, ooh. Professionally, so
he does. Ooh, that'd be the best fighter. Crack.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nazis, yeah.
That's my...
Really?
They smoke meth, yeah.
Yeah, that's not crack, though. Crack is different.
It's pretty close, dude.
Crack wasn't out to 1980s, so I think it was like, what was it, 82? No, because it was like the early 80s.
Mm-hmm. I would not have expected you to have this information. Oh, you're like, man, you're like the least likely to do crack in this room.
I've heard the legends, though. I've heard people talk about it.
Yeah, you do like WWE, man.
Oh, man, dude. Yeah. SummerSlam weekend. Come on.
I gotta take a piss real quick. Damn. Dude, this has never happened before. This is unprecedented. That's crazy, dude.
Okay, so everybody, hold on a second. Like, no, I'm just kidding. Like, we're gonna talk shit. So, like, Dom, right?
He's the, exactly. he's the weirdest dude.
Is his beard real? Like, it seems very full and dark. Yeah, I mean, not, you know.
They're Turkish hair plugs, really. That's
what they are. Well, tell me why I came in here, you playing my toys, and then Hulk Hogan was getting the shit fucked of him, or fucked by, what is this, Andre the Giant getting him from the back? Bullshit.
That's what Dom was doing?
Oh, dude, I got fucking pictures. Like, I took a picture as soon as I came in.
I mean, if
it
was going to happen, it'd probably be that way.
Hulk Hogan was bent over. Andre was on top of him with his big ass going to town. That was the grand slam.
You should have seen Dom in the early days of editing the podcast and how angry he would get. He's like, I'm going to start throwing shit, dude.
Wait, let me see. Dom, did you do that on purpose, though?
What?
Because I came in here. I took pictures of it. When I came in here, Hulk Hogan was getting railed by Andre the Giant.
the way he laughed. He definitely did.
No, it wasn't me. It was my boy Tyler. He was like, you think Brandon will notice this?
I noticed.
Did you move his action figures? Yes, he's going to notice that.
He took photos.
Oh, I got photos right here.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan should be so lucky, quite frankly. When a man like Andre the Giant wants to get it from, you know.
And you see how big his hands is. Just imagine how big his. I think he had a thick
rod. You think it's proportional?
I think he had a thick one. I'm not saying it's too long, but I bet he had like a fucking Coke can
I had this friend once talking to me because he's like a 6 foot bigger kind of dude. And we were like 20 years old, so we're still talking about this crap. And he said that he slept with this woman and she told him that his thing was like kind of big. And he's like, and it just kind of surprised me because in my hand it looked real small. I was like, what a beautiful surprise for you then. I'm sorry, it's only 8.5 inches.
You think they recorded Andre's junk? Like they recorded the side? Because I feel like if you like a tall, big guy,
they got to document.
They got to at least record.
He's a giant.
It could be like scientific. You don't know, man.
Brandon, nobody, if they did, you would know. Yeah. So
I just don't want to search it up.
I love your face with that.
I was like somebody was like, Andre, you know what's up?
Like, yeah, I'd be like, man, you're the tallest, like one of the tallest and biggest people, man. So let's see if it's true that the big people.
I don't think it's true. if you talk to gay men, it's the skinny guys that apparently have
the rods.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. I don't know. Anytime I see like a real live one, it just makes me giggle. So, like, glad I was not born a dude because I just giggle probably the whole time. I'd be doing that helicopter thing. It doesn't work with the straps. Too hard.
Do they make a flaccid strap on?
Well, they do. Well, they have things called packers, like for like trans people or people who experience bottom dysphoria. To wear that.
What does that do?
That, you know.
Hold on. What you talking about? What you guys say? What does it do? What are you talking about? Packer.
It's called a packer, and it's like it's supposed to be like a penis, but it doesn't. It's not hard. It's just so that like you feel like complete.
Oh, so you wear it whenever you're just wearing regular clothes.
Yeah.
I need one of those. What are they called?
Trust me, I got the connections on that. I got you. But yeah, it's. How do we get to talk about dicks?
You're talking about Andre.
It always comes back to that.
It sure does, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's why you see ancient Pompeii. There's drawings of penises and tatas and all that stuff. Like, we've thought that was hilarious our entire lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's natural. Why God smited them with the volcano. Yeah.
Or it really turned God on and he's like, I'm going to blow. All right, I'm officially retiring after that.
You remember Cleopatra had that beehive thing, too, where she would put the bees in there and it started shaking up?
No, I don't know about this.
She had a whole beehive vibrator that she made.
Whoa.
Back in the Egyptian time.
Smart.
Very smart. But if they got out, she would have been fucked. So thank God.
I mean, she was fucked.
She was getting it down back in those days.
I know. She's such a hero, you know? I mean, I don't know. Don't count me on that. I've just mostly seen 90s renditions of her and also. But, yeah. I don't know if she's done something cancelable.
I don't know anything about Cleopatra.
You see if we could find it?
She lived way more recently than people think.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it was. It's an insane amount.
I mean, it sounds like an ancient Egypt name, but it's... Yeah. She's,
or 1800 years ago or some shit like that.
Really?
I think it was like more recent than that.
Yeah, no, more recent than
she
that.
She lived closer to the moon landing than to the building of the pyramids.
That's because the pyramids were 5,000.
In 69 BC, so I mean, that's pretty... Like
20. She died at 39?
She died at 39, damn.
Okay, so my 40th needs to be like, beat you, Cleopatra.
She had a lot of children, of course.
They also at the time did not approve birth control. The conservative Republicans at the time were like, "Nope, Cleopatra, you're gonna birth this baby."
See, this is what it'd be like, right?
The problem.
That's it.
That's not it.
That's not it.
That's
at
not
all.
It.
It's definitely not it.
It looks like it though.
As somebody with somebody that has a vagina, I don't think that. Is no. Right.
That was the rose toy back in the day, dude.
That was just lit. A squash.
No, it said it right there. It said 1300 BC vibrator.
When you can't find a dildo, so you gotta depend on the local vegetation.
Oh. I mean, cucumber water.
It's like a squash.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's tough.
Just imagine lesbians back then. Like, girl, if you don't shut up, I'm gonna go pick a cucumber.
It's like they built the pyramids, but they couldn't find a better shape.
Oh, shit. Let me go back. Hold on.
This is impressive.
I know. Like, this is really cool.
Is that a stone one?
Where, right here?
What? Right there, yeah. Oh, I mean, they put the head on it, too.
Damn, they fucked that circumcision up real bad, dude.
Go to that's the first picture.
Oh, the first
it's
one?
A diagram?
Yep. This is how it worked.
Oh, so that is real.
A gourd of bees.
What the fuck?
This in that squash while you getting squashed, you know?
You just imagine getting turned on and be like, go get the beekeeper.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's a good cosplay. He comes with a beekeeper suit.
Smoke the orgasm out, dude.
Yo, who saw the beekeeper, though? I just saw that, man.
Oh, I did watch
dress
that.
As a beekeeper for Halloween and be like, I'm Cleopatra's servant.
Ooh, that's what I'm going to do in my Deadpool suit, wear a beekeeper thing, too.
Over your Deadpool
suit. Oh, man. Beekeeper,
I mean, if somebody was going to do that, it would be Deadpool. Yeah, Deadpool would be like, I'll get those bees for you, girl.
Exactly.
So we're trying to get, I want to know if you can help convince Brandon. He's a hardcore Trumper now. And we're trying to convince him not to be a Trump supporter.
Okay. Oh, is this where I'm supposed to pop in and tell him?
He likes Jim Brewer. Jim Brewer is his favorite comedian.
Not favorite, but he got me laughing.
He just liked the noises.
He just liked the noises.
Not Trump. Not Trump. No.
Just Hulk Hogan. No.
He was distraught when Hulk Hogan ripped off his shirt.
Yeah, when Hulk now that threw me off guard when Hulk Hogan popped up in there, man. I couldn't believe it because I got like literally every era.
The Republican National Convention looked like a mega church. Yeah. That was the total vibe. Everybody's like, yeah, I got a tampon on my ear. I'm ready to fuck shit up.
And Donald Trump's like, it's not about me. It's not about me. I know I just did 14 backflips before I came out. Yeah.
I'm not going to depend on a teleprompter because it's hard to read.
Oh, I was just watching something with Pete Davidson. It was like, Trump can't read.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You seen that?
I saw that one.
Yeah, he's like Trump can't read.
He said that they were in the meetings all like the beforehand being all like, man, my brain is breaking. he was like, I'm gonna say something different here. You know, I can't do a Trump accent, and I don't want to because
I try to. And I'm the worst at it.
Huge.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Wait, let me try.
I want to because I have a joke that I need to do it, but I just.
It's hard if you've never sexually assaulted a woman. You know?
Oh shit!
Sorry.
No, I don't know how to do it.
Now everybody's like, no, that was just a terrible fucking joke.
That's why Jake is so good, dude. You know, he does it great.
Cut that.
I can try it. Let me try it. My name is Trump.
It's always been interesting because like anytime you like would talk crap about Trump and people would be like, well, what about Biden? We're like, no, we hate him too. Like,
Biden's just so old. I believe Biden was probably a good guy. But he's
maybe.
So,
well, he did vote.
So old.
He did vote in favor of segregation in 1977.
Well, you know, maybe it wasn't the right time.
Yeah. like a decade after they got rid of it, he's like, you know what, dude? I'm throwing. This is my vote. I'm casting my stone here, dude.
You know, back in the day, he did look like that dude that played Captain America. Like, it was really cool.
What?
Doesn't he look like, what's that dude?
Chris Evans?
Yeah. see it.
No, Brandon, dude, what are you
this
talking
about?
This
is not
right
another
now.
Teen movie.
Captain
right
America?
Here.
Nobody sees Captain America.
No. Yeah, he doesn't look like Chris Evans in the slightest.
Just because you're the president doesn't make you Captain America.
He looks like his clothes have never landed in the hamper. Like,
yeah, they are wrinkled.
That kind of looks like AJ O'Leary right there.
Oh, yeah, this picture.
Just about, like, I don't know. Most powerful people that age, though, have, like, I think they have just terrible, terrible secrets. Oh. You know?
Oh, guaranteed. Oh,
that's why, and this is what I said, Hillary Clinton would have been the best female president. Listen to me.
Listen no, to go me. Ahead.
She'll kill people, women and children, for the greater good. Who do you want other as the leader of this? If something has to go down, you need somebody who can make those hard decisions. I trust
you. You don't think Sarah Palin could have done that, dude?
No. No.
My mom,
I think she's soft on the inside.
The thing with Hillary Clinton, my mother, oh man, this is terrible. I'm sharing this family shit. But you know what? Maybe you shouldn't have said things. But she was like, yeah. At one point, they were asking her, like, what are you going to do with your time when she was first lady? Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I'm not going to be, like, sitting around baking cookies, right? And boy, did that piss off that, like, housewives, right? Yeah. Including my mother. And this is 2016. My mom's like, oh, I just don't like that she said that. And I was like, that was in 1991. And she's like, yeah. I was like, wasn't that the same year you told my sister not to marry a black man? Oh. I guess a good thing that, like, the whole country wasn't watching, and you're not gonna be judged for it the rest of your life. Sorry, Mom.
Damn.
Based.
But you know what? You've grown as a person, and you've realized there are worse things, like your daughter could be gay.
Hell like, yeah.
No lie, my first girlfriend was black. That was just a coincidence, you know?
All right, Ash. The ghostly Muhammad Ali here means that's the end of the podcast. It went by so fast. We didn't get anything, but the conversation was amazing. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
And this is going to come out next Monday. And anything you have to say, any kind of social media, any shows you got coming on after that, you know, go ahead and tell it to this camera right here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got some stuff in the works right now. I really don't have any shows going on right now. Wow. Wow, you just like put me on the spot, and I'm like, I literally haven't planned anything. I've done like, you know, 20 shows in the past 3 months, but like, I decided to take. I'm kind of chilling, but I am like, yeah, Ash Kennedy. You can find me on. I'm kind of boring on social media, but I'm on Facebook. I'm at the picture where I'm not on stage because there's two accounts. Is the one that I'm in, which is real confusing for people.
Just tell like. What's that?
All right, so just cut this part. Let's pretend that. Okay. Oh, hey, yeah, no, I got totally stuff here. I am Ash Kennedy. I got Jane Doe Stole My Identity on Instagram and on TikTok. Yeah, and I kind of want to start messing around more with some TikTok, and so I would love some support. I'm kind of eclectic. I'm not gonna be, you know, yeah. I'm not. You know how like sometimes you get on TikTok and you're like, "What are you doing? You're supposed to only renovate houses, you know, mm-hmm. kind of thing." Well, yeah, I'm gonna be that kind of frustrating, but you know, it's like a person. Yeah, and my Facebook is Ash Kennedy, but there'll be two of them, and if you click on one of them, I won't see for another year. But yeah, appreciate y'all.
All right, thanks for coming
thank
on,
for
Ash.
Coming.
Appreciate
you.
Good shit.
Hell yeah.
That was
the ones where we don't get the notes.
Yeah, that's
the best one.